Well, you know why we're here. So if you have any doubts or reservations, now's the time to say so. No one will think any less of you. Because once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
Babies are one of my many areas of expertise. Growing up, I performed my own circumcision.
Let's get started.
All right, it's Chris and Brian with the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. Today we're here with Tony Holden, founder of Veterans Ventures, a nonprofit here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Pleasure to have you. Thank you.
Great to be here. Thank you very much.
Brian and Tony connected. So Brian, why don't you tell us a little bit about what got you interested in...
So yeah, this actually came at a perfect time. I got an email from a meetup group, and it was actually from Tony, Veteran Ventures. So it came to the point, or it came at a time Monday, where I just signed up for this Veteran Ventures class, or Veteran Summit class. It's like it's a week-long webinar, and has a bunch of entrepreneurs who are veterans of the military, and what they're all up to and everything like that since they've transitioned from military life to civilian life. So I had just signed up, and I just watched a couple of stories about what some fellow veterans were doing and entrepreneurs, and then I get this email. I was like, yo, this is a perfect time. So I reached out to Tony, and
the rest is history. Now he's here.
Yeah.
So Tony, if you don't mind, give us a brief introduction to you and tell us a little bit about your story, and then tell us how you got involved with Veterans Ventures, and kind of walk us through that, if you don't
mind.
Sure.
Happy to do so, Chris. Thank you very much, and thank you, Brian. Appreciate the invitation. But before I begin, I want to say thank you very much for your service to our country.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
And happy Veterans Day.
Thank you. Happy
Veterans Day to all of those veterans that are out there
who have
served and those that are in active duty and coming home soon, come home safe. So, my background, I'm not a military veteran. However, I'm a patriot, and I love this country, and I have a great admiration and respect for those that are serving and have served our country. I was raised, my father was in the Navy. He was ill, found out that he had diabetes when he was at sea. And became very ill and passed away at a young age, 31. He was honorably discharged from the Navy. And my mother remarried, and my stepfather was a Marine and Special Forces and Airborne. And so you can imagine, probably like you, Brian, I did a lot of push-ups growing up. You know, give me 25. And so I think having inherited that appreciation and patriotism was influential on me. My stepdad became left the military and then became a civilian and got into construction, and actually worked a little bit with him in construction. So I became an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And so I affectionately say that I've started, I guess this venture is our 50th venture that I've been involved with.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
And some of which have been successful. The others have been, as I indicated, very expensive educational experiences. And so as an entrepreneur and having an appreciation and a patriotism heart, it was natural to look at engaging more, involved with veterans. And interestingly enough, every year there are about 200,000 veterans that come back home to the U.S., about 25% statistically, and these stats, I'll probably throw out a few stats as we have a conversation, come from the SBA and from entrepreneurial organizations, so not just off the top of my head.
Yeah, so 200,000, you said?
200,000 come home, and for this region, in the Charlotte metro area, between 7,000 to 10,000 are coming here. So in the next 12 months, there are going to be between 7,000 to 10,000 veterans that are coming to home to this region or coming here. 25% of which, statistically, are wanting to start an entrepreneurial enterprise. But where do they go?
Exactly. And, for a little perspective.
Absolutely.
100,000 and or 10,000 come into this area, roughly.
Yes.
25% of that, so that's 2,500 veterans that are interested in launching a business.
Yes.
Doing some sort of entrepreneurial venture. Okay. Yeah.
That's good.
Okay,
that's
good. Now you're a veteran, mm-hmm. and you're an entrepreneur.
Right.
So may I ask you, when you came home from your active duty service, mm-hmm. What was your orientation? Did you have entrepreneurial blood in your vein at
Absolutely
the time?
Absolutely not. Okay. No, my story is pretty interesting. Well, I think a lot of veterans fall into this category. So I got out in 2007 from active duty.
Okay.
My goal was to go to college, and I never knew what I wanted to major mm-hmm. in. I thought I did. It was teleproductions mm-hmm. at York Tech here in Rock Hill. Mm-hmm. It wasn't what I thought it would be. It was kind of gearing you towards the news, like mm-hmm. being a news anchor, working right. behind the scenes. Nothing wrong with that. It just wasn't what I wanted to do. So I dropped out of college, York Tech, after my first semester. So there I was. I'm 23 years old. I just dropped out of York Tech. I missed the military life. I'm mm-hmm. not going to lie. I did. I got a job working at Beef O'Brady's. It's mm-hmm. a restaurant in Fort Mill. And I was there for 2 weeks. And I was like, you know, there's got to be an easier way to make $8 mm-hmm. an hour. You know? So I then I quit there and went to Domino's. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, delivering.
That was your idea of an easier way to make?
Yeah, well, with tips and everything, I thought maybe, you know, but it averaged out to be like $10 an hour. But anyway.
That was probably your first foray into independence.
Right.
Which is kind of probably what you were seeking,
mm-hmm.
which was
moving
toward entrepreneurship.
Yeah, and so I remember thinking, I was like, because at the time they made you stand on the corner, flip the sign and everything, and I was like, I did the math. I was getting paid, you know, $5 an hour, and not including tips. And then to stand on the corner doing this for like 30 minutes or so, I started doing the math, and I was like, I can't do this. Mm-hmm. So I joined the Air Force Reserves.
Oh, great.
And then I went back, and actually went to Iraq in 2009, mm-hmm. came back. And then when I was in Iraq, I kind of figured I wanted to go to school a little bit. So I majored in physical education and got out. Long story short, it was recently where me and Chris and I decided to become real estate agents, where the entrepreneurial bug really hit me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking back. I couldn't go work full time for mm-hmm. another person. I just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Because I have so many ideas. Chris and I both have ideas of how we can make an impact mm-hmm. by serving others. And that's my story about it.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
May I ask you a question? You said you missed the military
life. Oh, yeah.
What was it about the military life that you
was,
missed?
It was the camaraderie. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a bond between, you know, everybody that you serve with. Mm-hmm. And, like, I still have, you know, relationships. I talk to people, you know, weekly. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen them in 10 years, but I could see them today, and we would pick up where we left off. Mm-hmm. And Caesar Tapia. What's up, Tapia? I served with him in Iraq, and he's watching now. So
fantastic.
And that's the good thing about this day and age. You know, you stay connected with people on Facebook, on Snapchat, all these other social media platforms. But I missed the camaraderie, and then I missed the structure mm-hmm. because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't, you know, I was scared, you know, I just like, here I am. Because my job, my career field in the Air Force, I was services, a little background on that, and you work in the food, the dining facility, mm-hmm. the base lodging, mm-hmm. or you can do mortuary affairs, but I never did that. Mm-hmm. Or you can work at the fitness centers. So when you get out and transition to civilian life, I mean, I didn't have any college education. I had military experience, and people are always saying, "Well, you got military experience." I didn't. It's not if you don't know how to market yourself to the mm-hmm. future employer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that military experience isn't good enough.
Right.
You know. But that's what I miss most about.
And I appreciate you sharing that. So the camaraderie and the structure,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what. Having not, you know, experienced military service myself, I can only speak from those friends and colleagues that I have that say a lot of the same thing that you're saying. So when these veterans come home and you're here, it's a culture shift, is it not?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. And
it's fairly dramatic. Yeah. In fact, we were speaking a little bit earlier prior to the podcast. It's very unfortunate, and I'm not going to get into the political dialogue, but I'll just say this. Our country has not done right by our veterans, in my view, especially within the current administration. Hopefully with the changing of the guard, we'll see a positive move and doing better toward our military and those that are serving the men and women throughout, that are serving really so that we have the privilege of sitting here.
Absolutely.
And having a free and open conversation, mm-hmm. yeah. freedom of speech. Less than 1% of the people that have lived on the face of the earth have lived in freedom as we know it. So our our constitutional democratic republic is an incredibly powerful form of government. Those that are defending it deserve the utmost respect. And when they come home, they deserve a hand up, I feel, for every opportunity. Now, if there are a couple hundred thousand coming home every year, and to this region around 10,000, and statistically 25% of those are going to want to start a new business, they need the resources, they need the opportunity, and they need the camaraderie.
Absolutely.
If there's a nexus, if there's a, you know, a hub, mm-hmm. there's a meeting place where they can get together, they can say, you know, hoorah, and make that social connection, as well as brainstorm ideas, have a think tank, a mastermind group, a focus group, and determine, is entrepreneurism right for me? And if so, what kind of business do I want to start? And if so, what does that take, and what are the steps? Now, they can start out doing like I did and many other entrepreneurs, serial entrepreneurs, and make all the mistakes themselves, or they can reach out to some, you know, old, bald, gray-haired, fat fellow like me that's been around the block a couple of times and said, hey, there's a hurdle over here, heads up, you know, or there's a skunk in the path over there. Here's a better way to do it.
So how does this, what's the program look like? Is this, does each veteran sign up and get assigned a mentor, or is this a series of workshops, or is this a bunch of different webinars? What's it actually look like if someone says, dude, I want to be involved with Veteran Ventures?
Yes.
What's the agenda, and what's the milieu, so to speak, of
okay,
the
perfect.
Program?
Okay, perfect. Great question. Thank you. The answer is all of the above, okay? Now, here's what we need to say. Today is our official launch day.
Mm-hmm.
So we're, as we say here in the South, we're brand spanking new.
Brand spanking new. It's a great time.
We're brand spanking new. I've had the idea and the concept for many years of starting a veteran-focused entrepreneurial organization. I've been doing consulting with small businesses for many years. My background is real estate, finance, mortgage business. I was in the mortgage business for a number of years, owned a couple mortgage companies, investment advisory, had an investment advisory firm, insurance, had an insurance agency, and then sort of transitioned out of that into doing consulting for Fortune 100 and 500 companies. Enjoyed that, but it didn't really have the intrinsic value I was looking for. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know, if I sit down with you as the CEO of your company, you know, as partners in your organization, can I help you grow this?
Yeah.
And how will it? And how is that going to impact your life and your family and your community and your church and your, the organizations you're involved with? To me, that was much more attractive. So I transitioned from doing corporate consulting to working with entrepreneurial companies, many of which were startups. Many of which were, you know, still doing, had one or three or five employees, a lot of which were solopreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And I formed an organization. This is a long-winded answer to your question.
No, it's great. But, it's good stuff. People will want context.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm from the South, so I can only go so fast, you know, but I can always be slowed down. So we formed an organization from 2006 to 2011 called Synergy Street. And Synergy Street was an executive forum for folks just like us who were entrepreneurs who own their business to meet and to work on our businesses and to help each other grow that. And in 5.5 years, we had 170 entrepreneurs that went through that program. We did over $15 million in commerce just amongst that group. And we helped each one of those entrepreneurs grow on average their business around 33% a year annual. So we felt good about that. Yeah, the members felt good about that. And interestingly enough, probably about 17% of that group were veterans. Now I'll circle back around, and if I can kind of share this on a personal note.
Yeah,
The first of the year, I had my 60th birthday, and so I had this contemplative period, you know, where I was, some people said midlife crisis, and well, if that's midlife, I make it to 120, I'll be doing great. Yeah. But I really was reflective, and I had to say, okay, I've been fortunate to have a good family, have four kids, two sons and two daughters, and they're all married and off and doing well and multiplying and replenishing, and I have 10 grandkids. And, and so, but I find myself at this point, you know, single in my life and able really to sort of do what I want to do as far as my profession. And I felt like this was a time for me to start giving back more than I have been, and really to turn the focus away from, it's not about me. And this organization is not about me at all. We're set up as a nonprofit, so our focus is building and serving the veterans in this country, those that want to start a business or think they do. Mm-hmm. If they do, help them determine what kind and help them be successful. Get access to the capital, the connections, the mentoring, the programs, the things that they need. Or existing entrepreneurs who are veterans, who have an enterprise, who want to engage more fully with, you know, the returning veterans, mm-hmm. as well as community leaders, thought leaders, engage with the community. Now, if you think this, what if out of the, let's say, 2,000 or 2,500 veterans that want to start a new business in the next year, what if we're able to help 100 of those?
That's 100 lives you could change right there.
Now, on average, and forgive me if I talk too much, I'm pretty passionate.
You're fine.
I'm all in.
Yeah, they don't want to hear about us.
This is my exit strategy. I really want to do some good here, because I see, when you consider the fact that I'm going to call them vetrepreneurs, because that's a pretty cool word. And I want people to think I'm cool, so I'm going to occasionally I'll use a buzzword.
You're hanging around the wrong two dudes.
Nobody
thinks we're cool.
I'll try to fit in. If you as a veteran-owned business are contributing to the economy, I'm going to make a reference here to something I've got in front of me here, just some stats. Most people like me really don't like to hear a bunch of numbers, but think about this: 1 out of 10 businesses, small businesses in the United States, as a veteran-owned enterprise. 1 out of 10, okay? And 45%, veterans are 45% more likely to start a new business, a small business, than non-military, okay? And last year, let's see, veteran-owned business at a glance, and this is from entrepreneur.com.
Okay.
$1.22 trillion, trillion dollars, were how much veteran-owned businesses contributed in sales last year. $1.22 trillion. That's a big number, okay?
Wow.
$210 billion is what veteran-owned business payroll was. That's an important, integral part of this, our economy.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
5.79 million employees, okay? So veterpreneurs are rocking.
Well, because they learn leadership skills.
They learn leadership skills. Discipline. They learn the discipline. Yeah. They learn to be selfless, mm-hmm. you know, to put others. And hey, let's face it, the way to be successful in business is seek first to understand, then to be understood. You know that. That's right. The reason you're building a successful real estate enterprise here. You have to be great listeners. You listen to your prospective clients, whether they're listing or they want to buy a home. Right. And the better you listen, the more you're in tune, the more successful you can help them. So they're all of the skills that you learn in the military can be applied to a business enterprise. Now, if we find veterans are not wanting to, or they're not really fit, you know, it's not tailor-made for them to be an entrepreneur, but they have that interest, then we can match them up. There are many different enterprises that they can engage with part-time to sort of put a toe in the water and right. see. So I want to go back, because I want you to not think, Chris, that I forgot your question, which is, what is the program of veteran ventures? The program is this. It takes, first of all, knowledge and information and the practical application of that. So we will have to have seminars, workshops, training, we'll have focus groups, we'll have mentoring. We will bring veterpreneurs or those that want to be involved in this from the private sector as well as veterans coming home, a meeting place, get everyone together, give them the opportunity to determine if they feel like they want to pursue starting a business. If they do, run them through some program and some workshops to determine the likelihood of their success based on their personal attributes and their persona. Help them get matched up with the right organization. Help them find the capital for that. I'm going to mention this. I'll let the cat just put its nose out of the bag here. But we're actually going to create, and this will be very cool, a veteran commerce community.
What's that?
Stay tuned. I can't tell you more about it right now. Okay. I want to, but I'm not. Okay, but just put a pin in that.
Okay.
We're going to create a commerce community where we have our own currency within Veteran Ventures, and we can buy and sell from one another. We have a complementary currency.
Let me interject right here, because I have a buddy of mine from Germany who's wants to share something.
Please.
He's watching live on Facebook, Jay Cologne. He was Air Force, but actually got out of the Air Force. He went to the Army. He just wanted to talk about, we were in our early 20s in Europe and in Kaiserslautern, which is K-Town. We had a blast at the swimming pools, which they had some indoor pools, which indoor heated pools with water slides. Nightlife was amazing. Lots of late nights and hangovers. All in all, good fun. At work, we always had a blast. At the dorms, we had airsoft wars, the BB guns, mm-hmm. which I got in trouble for that. And then he talks a little bit more about somebody getting shot in the eye with a. Sorry, I had to interject there, but that was funny.
Thank you for your input, Jay. And what that makes me think of is what Brian mentioned earlier about the camaraderie.
Camaraderie. Mm-hmm. Those stories, well, like, I remember this like it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was 12 years ago.
With your new business, is there a mental health component at all? Are you guys going to build a community around not only the camaraderie, but, I mean, whether it's the 22 push-up challenge mm-hmm. or different campaigns to bring awareness around mm-hmm. veteran suicide and stuff. Mm-hmm. Are you guys going to have any component around that, or is it too early for that still? Or
one of the things I've learned in business is to be successful, you have to be focused. So we're going to be laser focused on veteran entrepreneurism. However, we want to create this hub where people can come together, veterans and those from the community, engage, build relationships, build this camaraderie, okay? But if there's someone in that group that has some mental concerns or PTSD or some, that's not our bailiwick. However,
right.
we're going to partner with, and we expect to and are receptive to any organization that's focused on serving veterans. So we'll partner with folks like Charlotte Bridge Home. We expect to reach out to them and others so that if you're part of our group, you enter into this this pathway, if you will, through Veteran Ventures, and that's a need that you have, rather than just saying, okay, well, here's a name and an address. We want to say, okay, brother, let's lock arms, and we're going to walk you across the street and make those introductions
yeah.
and help you make that connection. So we don't want anyone to be left behind.
Yeah.
So we're going to focus on building that. And by like concern, we expect that some of those organizations, Charlotte Bridge Home is a good example, where they help veterans transition from military life to civilian life, dealing with those issues, dealing with benefits and many other things, helping them find employment. Our focus is not helping them find employment. Our focus is determining if they want to start a job start a new business, helping them create that business. If they need help finding employment, then we'll partner with another organization. We'll
right.
lock arms.
Nice.
We'll make that connection and do everything we can to help them find that. And they may end up still being involved with and part of the fabric of Veteran Ventures. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a natural ingrained camaraderie
mm-hmm.
in the community already. And I was just, I didn't expect there to be like a licensed clinician on the staff or anything.
Right.
But I just kind of, I don't know, that popped into my head when Brian mentioned the camaraderie thing, I was just curious about that.
It's a great question. So a simple answer is that, and this may date me a little bit, but you remember when KFC used to say, "We do chicken right"?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's what they did.
Right.
Okay. And then they added biscuits and gravy and mashed potatoes, and now they're partnered up with Pizza Hut and different. Yeah. So, but their focus has been the chicken. So, if you will, the chicken we want to do right is entrepreneurism, but also partner with other organizations. So we don't leave anyone out on the field of that has a need, whatever it might be.
What books would you recommend somebody who's wanting to be an entrepreneur or business-minded, what books would you recommend that they read? Do you have any favorites?
The Bible.
Bible.
Good. Yeah. And I really am not saying that in jest. There are so many great lessons. To me, that's my favorite book. It's the greatest book. It's the greatest amount of wisdom. It's the greatest of everything to do in life. Now, all of the other books that are written by great authors are pulling. I'm a proponent of truth. I'm not one to deal much with falsehoods or prevarications. I'm very much a proponent of truth, because truth leads to the freedom. It leads to opportunity. It leads to, I'm going to use words that I like to use, it leads to blessings. It leads to reward. It leads to happiness. It leads to joy. The things I think that you, Chris, and you, Brian, and me, and most people want. Most people want to be happy. Mm-hmm. What brings happiness? Happiness comes, whatever their definition of success is, will come from them being able to accomplish what they hoped that they can accomplish. But ultimately, it has to do with, can you put some food on the table? Can you put some fuel in your vehicle? Mm-hmm. Do you have a roof over your head? Can you build relationships with people? And are you feeling like you're contributing and being part of something that's good? Okay. So this may have gone in a different direction you thought when you asked that question. Or rather, when you asked the question about books, my bad. When you asked the question about books, Brian.
Uh-huh.
So there are many, many great books that are out there that are on entrepreneurism. You can go to the library. You can go, so we will utilize some of the books that are out there, but it's more than the books, it's the principles. The principles that are true about things that have been proven, things that work. As an example, if you treat someone the way you want to be treated in business, they will almost always want to do business with you.
Yeah,
people, no one wants to do business with you if you're not treating them well, if you're not treating them fairly, if you're not listening to them, if you act like you don't care. But if you act like you do care, you treat them well, you're honest, you're fair, and you're straight up with them, they will beat a pathway to your door to do business with you, because that's such a rarity in today's world.
Yeah.
Look at how much deception, how much falsehood, how much misleading, how much it's all about me, I. So when you can bridge that gap, and when you can get over that, then you're on your way to success in business. And all of the great business books will teach you that. But the one I mentioned, I think, is the greatest of all.
Absolutely.
When you talk about the program and you talk about having success in business, as far as the programs, what is the target? What's the end game? Is it based on time? Is it based on success? Do they join your group and they're in it forever? Or, what's the goal in terms of that?
Great question, Chris. In order to be successful, you have to measure things. You can't manage something if you don't measure it. That's another business principle. It's just the truth. It's like gravity. It's a law. So we will have metrics, and our metrics are to bring entrepreneurs in, for them to be engaged as little or as long as they want in Veteran Ventures. I can envision that someone may come in as a return military vet, and start a new business, go through some of the seminars and the workshops and the training and the mentorships that we have, and we'll also match them up. I want to talk a little bit about capital and reaching out to angel investors or venture capitalists, resources that they need to build a business. You have to have fuel in the tank to ride around the track.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But imagine they come in and they, and let's say, really my goal is I'd like to serve at least 100 business startups next year. That's a benchmark for me. So that says if we could serve that, we'll be well on our way to success. Depending on whatever resources we're able to obtain from the community and from the nation, from those that want to engage, we may be able to serve many more. And it's a function of, you know, capacity. So the things that people bring to the table, obviously, are their talents, their time, volunteerism, okay? Also, their influence. So many times, it's not just what you know, but it's who you know and who you could reach out to and tell about, like as an example, or their meetup, small meetup group that we started. Tell some other people about
Absolutely.
It's meetup.com/veteran ventures.
Okay? Absolutely.
We expect to have our first meetup on the 22nd of this month to get started. I'm running around the bases, but I'm going to completely answer your question. And so the other metrics are, what if they come in, they have a successful business, and then they get to the point where they're contributing to the organic growth and the sustainability of Veteran Ventures as a nonprofit organization, by which is the third category, is how people can contribute as capital, you know, either money or their other resources. So it's your talents, the time, the volunteerism, the influence, or the treasure, if you will, or the capital, which all organizations need. So if they come in, they're successful, they contribute, and then they become part of the next generation, if you will, of, you know, Veteran Ventures entrepreneurs that are building and sustaining this. May I go just a little bit further?
Yeah,
absolutely.
If my math is correct, and I think it is, the average military compensation is around $52,980. It's $53,000 to $54,000. All in. You may have a base of, you know, 29 or 30,000. You've got some housing allowance. Yeah. You've got some education allowance. You've got some tax benefits. You've got some, you know, when you put all of those together, it's around $54,000. Now, if the average, if 75% of the veteran-owned businesses in this country are doing $100,000 or more in business a year in sales, and 38% of them are doing over $500,000 in business, if we're able to help them increase their margins, lower their costs, increase their sales, build their business, then their earning capacity is much greater than $55,000 a year. So they're transitioning from military life to civilian life, contributing to the economy, being uplifted, their you know, positive mental attitude is strong in there. There's no reason for them to fall off the map and to be in the distress of, at least my view is, and I'm not a psychologist, that this would help tremendously reduce the one of our veterans every 65 minutes that is taking their life.
One an hour.
And I have to tell you, that really bothers me. It bothers me deep to the core. I've had a couple of friends, dear close friends, that served in Nam and they took their life.
And as do I have a friend.
So it's not just young people coming back recently. It's what's research saying about veteran suicide? Do you know off the top of your head?
I've read, probably read a lot of the same things that you have, and this is not a subject matter of which I'm well attuned to. I know it's a problem, and I believe that wherever there's a problem, there's a solution. That's what my mind tells me. So even though I'm not aware of all of the, and I cannot imagine what it's like to have people shooting at you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, unless you, there are certain places you go, you can easily get people to shoot at you.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about in a war where you're in that environment, that's your job to go out and place your life on the line. I can't imagine the mental and emotional stress that creates. I can imagine the physical trauma and the biological trauma but I've seen it in friends and colleagues. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to do something about helping with that. What I feel like our focus is if they're successful in a business, if they're engaged in something that they enjoy and that's rewarding to them, and they have these connectivity, this camaraderie, and they have the structure and the discipline to stay on task and build that business, I'm hopeful that that will help many of them.
It's almost like getting outside of their own heads and helping others and then getting help as
which is the other component. I mean, think about it. What do you do in the military? Your primary discipline is service.
Yeah.
It's not about you. It's about your your brothers and sisters in arms, and it's about those that you're serving. It's not about you.
Right.
So
service before self.
Absolutely. So if we can bring that into this group where, you know, 1 out of 10 veterans or 1 out of 10 businesses that are owned by a veteran, and if we can help that in some way, then I think that will have a positive effect.
Okay. That's awesome. All right, we're at the 35-minute mark. Let's take a few more minutes. I want you to express whatever, not your elevator pitch because I hate that phrase, but what you wanted to get across. Let's talk about how people can get in touch with you. VeteranVentures.org, O-R-G, the meetup group that's coming out. You guys have a physical location, right?
We do. We're in the North Carolina Music Factory, industry. At North Carolina Music Factory, 1000 North Carolina Music Factory Boulevard in Charlotte. And much like this environment here, it's a co-working space. And so we expect that a lot of the veterans will hold meetings there, we'll hold seminars, we'll have training meetings there. We'll bring in experts from the field of business, thought leaders. And so we expect to be very active, where there will be weekly activities. Now, keep in mind, we're just starting.
Yeah.
So it will, even though we have the plan for all this, there are a couple of different ways to start a business. One is you map out your business plan, you do your research, you do your R&D, you do your focus groups, you raise your capital, you put your board and your team together, and then you come to market. And that's a great way to do it. Okay. The other way is you come up with an idea or a thought or a passion, you do your homework, and you just get started. you jump in the deep end of the pool and you say, I feel like I can swim and I can make it to the other end. And there will be people that will feel a passion for this, and they'll come on board. And that's the course I've chosen this time. So I actually just literally this past week, in fact, today is our official launch day.
Nice. Yeah.
So we're that new, and I'm so thankful, Brian, that you reached out, and Chris, that you connected.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm very thankful for this. This will help us get the word out. So if you go to veteranventures.org, you'll see our beginning website. You'll see a lot more stuff be added to that. We'll have news. We'll have updates. We expect to build a community where you can connect. And I'm not going to try to compete with Facebook or LinkedIn, but we want to have a private community where you can connect. We'll be announcing the programs that we're having. But what we're hopeful of is there will be others that will say, you know what? This resonates with me, and this fella that's leading it, we feel like we can work with him, and let's bring some ideas and some thoughts and some connections, and let's help build this together. Yeah. That to me was rather than saying this is what it is, and buy it, take it or leave it. I wanted to say this is the movement.
It's a move. Yeah.
This is the movement. This is the service model. If you like it, come and be involved, be part of help building the foundation of this. Not unlike the movie Field of Dreams, where if you build it, they'll come. And so this is kind of like if you start building it, people will show up and say, that looks like a baseball field. Yeah. Can we help you build that? And the answer is yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're going to set up, we have a LinkedIn group, which we just set up, haven't even really fully pushed out. So we can have dialogue there as well. Probably won't pursue Facebook as much, but we will have a Twitter feed. And I'm going to look to folks who are experts in these fields to help bring to the table some of the talents, abilities you have.
Yeah, anything that Chris and I can do, we're down.
That's great. And here's the other thing. Then I'm going to be singing your song.
Right, yeah.
And I know you folks have an initiative that you're thinking of.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up with your real estate company. Absolutely, yeah.
So maybe talk about that for a minute.
Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, otherwise, Chris and I have started this VIP program, Veteran Initiative Program, where any client that we have, whether they're buying or selling, if they're a veteran, we're going to donate up to $250 of our commission to various veteran programs. Mm-hmm. You know, Wounded Warrior Program, Veteran Ventures is going to be seeing some contributions from us. So, yeah, we need you guys to spread the word about the VIP program so we can give back to those veterans who have given so much to us and help them out. You know?
Super. Great program. And thanks for doing that.
Absolutely.
That's the sort of thing as a business owner you don't have to do. But what I've experienced is, you know, sometimes the little things that you sometimes do for others day by day return quite unexpectedly in some peculiar way. So they're giving is you can never give more if it's good. It'll always come back to you in some way. And if not more than anything else, the reward of knowing that you've been of help.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think we look forward to helping in any way. And then if someone wants to, someone joins your group that's interested in real estate and needs somebody to help them, we'd be glad to. And
if they're thinking about a career in real estate themselves, you know, it's a good...
Excellent.
Good opportunity for everybody.
Now, do you market primarily in the Fort Mill, Rock Hill, South Carolina area,
we're
or all up into Charlotte?
We're licensed in both states.
Okay.
We both live in South Carolina, in York County, so it's easier to do most of our business here, but you know, Charlotte's not too far away, and we've done business in Charlotte and Gastonia. And, as far as Denver was the... furthest we've...
Denver,
North Carolina.
Okay.
Which, when I told Brian I was going to Denver, he thought I was going to... He's like, what? When are you going to Denver?
Colorado? What?
North Carolina.
I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you before we wrap this, and thank you so much again
for this. Thank you.
I'm very excited, and I hope those that have engaged or watching will give some positive feedback. May I give my email?
Of course.
I'm receptive. That's T. Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N. @veteranventures.org. I'm receptive to any email, any feedback, any ideas. My ego's not in the way of this at all. This is not about me. This is about helping serve. So
Absolutely. We
really need the resources and thoughts and help of getting the word out. But my last question is, what can I do to help you gentlemen with your business and what you're doing? How can I be a resource to you?
You know, it's weird when we got into... We've really gone through a weird transition, not a weird transition, but a transition in the last month or so, where we've partnered with other small businesses and local business owners, and we've done a video series, and now we're doing this podcast series, and that's almost kind of become what we're doing, and real estate is almost...
A back end
to what we're doing. Now, we get compensated through real estate, but really we found ourselves, we got involved with, not only we hope to get involved with your program, we're getting involved with something called the Triumphant Academy in Rock Hill, which is going to serve at-risk youth ages 10 to 13, maybe higher, but I think they're going to start with 10 to 13, and just getting involved with different things that way. And we found that that's been a way to give back, and then it's been a way to help our community, because every video or podcast that we've done has been with an entrepreneur or a local business, and that's been intentional. You know, we don't need to do a video for McDonald's or whoever. And so, you know, if you come across entrepreneurs or local business owners that are looking for
exposure
or a new audience, you can connect us that way, and that's something that's free. You know, we don't charge anybody for it. It's just our way of giving back and
building relationships.
Yeah, and it does. Sometimes it sounds corny, but building a community, you know, and that's what I mean. We live here. We raise our kids here. We're gonna we shop at all the stores and all the places that we made the videos and the podcast for. Brian had that yearning to reach out to the veterans meetup or whatever made you guys get connected, and that's just kind of what we've been about recently with our journey.
Super.
So.
Well, I'll help sing your song as I'm out there.
Thank you.
And that's, I think that's part of what we do as a group.
Absolutely.
Trying to help one another. And hopefully you'll engage with Veteran Ventures, join the meetup group, come to the meetup.
We'll be there.
And make some connections there. And that's part of
November 22nd. What time was that again?
5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Presently, we're targeting the meeting to be at the industry, at the North Carolina Music Factory. I've got to confirm that, but we'll make that announcement on Meetup.
Yeah, if you guys have any questions or anything, just you can email me, Brian at Jones Brothers Realty, or you can email Tony at tholden@veteranventures.org.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you again. Thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks again for your service, and happy Veterans Day, and thanks to all.
Happy Veterans Day. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.